Have a think about persistence, your own levels of persistence. At what point do you give up when the going gets tough? Have a listen to this. It's taken from a book called The Genius in All of Us by David Schenck. It's not that I'm so smart, Albert Einstein once said. It's just that I stay with problems longer. Einstein's simple statement is a clarion call for all who seek greatness for themselves and their children. It's worth noting that this book, because it's The Genius in All of Us, has quite a focus on children, but actually it's very relevant for us all. In the end, persistence is the difference between mediocrity and enormous success. The big question is, can it be taught? Can persistence be nurtured by parents and mentors? Boston College's Ellen Winner insists not. Persistence, she argues, must have an inborn biological component, but the evidence indicates otherwise. The brain circuits that modulate a person's level of persistence are plastic. They can be altered. The key is intermittent reinforcement. A person who grows up getting too frequent rewards will not have persistence because they'll quit when the rewards disappear. This jibes well with Anders Ericsson's findings about deliberate practice and with the aesthetic physiology of Kenyan runners. An emphasis on instant gratification makes for bad habits and no effective long-term plan. The ability to delay gratification opens up a whole new vista for anyone looking to better themselves. It also conjures up a classic study by Stanford psychologist Walter Mischel, who in the early 1970s offered a group of four-year-olds a choice. They could have one marshmallow immediately, or wait a short while, until the researcher got back from an errand, for two marshmallows. The results. One third of the kids immediately took the single marshmallow. One third of them waited a few minutes, then gave up and settled for the single marshmallow. And one third of them patiently waited 15 minutes for two marshmallows. At the time, it impressed Mischel and his colleagues that so many very young children had the self-discipline to wait indefinitely for a larger reward. But the real lesson came after 14 years of Mischel's own waiting, until his original subjects had taken the SATs and were finishing high school. Comparing the SAT scores of the original non-waiting instant gratification group to the waiting delayed gratification group, he found the latter scored an average 210 points higher. Those with an early capacity for self-discipline and delayed gratification had gone on to much higher academic success. The delayed gratification children were also rated as much better able to cope with social and personal problems. The marshmallow study also demonstrated the ability to develop such skills. In side experiments, researchers transformed kids' waiting times by suggesting how to think of the rewards. When kids staring at real marshmallows were encouraged to imagine them as pictures of marshmallows, making them more abstract in their minds, it lengthened their ability to wait from 6 to 18 minutes. The reverse was also true. Kids imagining pictures as real marshmallows had their waiting ability shortened. Strategies like these prove that a kid's mode of gratification can be altered by parents and teachers. And overall, what emerges about the study of delayed gratification is that it is a skill set and that skills can be acquired. Kids can learn to distract themselves from objects of desire, learn how to abstract those desires, learn to monitor their own progress, and so on. Children will have a distinct advantage beginning early in life. Mischel concluded, if they use effective self-regulatory strategies to reduce frustration in situations in which self-imposed delay is required to attain desired goals. Any parent can adopt basic strategies to encourage self-discipline and delayed gratification. Here are two. I don't think these are just for children. I think these are appropriate for us as well. Number one, model self-control. Behaviours you'd want your child to behave now and in the future. Don't buy, eat or grab whatever you want whenever you want it. The more self-control you demonstrate, the more your child will absorb. Give kids practice. Number two, Don't immediately respond to their every plea. Let them learn to deal with frustration and want. Let them learn how to soothe themselves and discover that things will be all right if they wait for what they want. So it begs the question, how effective are you at persistence? What mindsets do you have when the going gets tough? What are you working on at the moment that you want to bail out of? How can you maintain self-control? What does your mindset need to be? And what will you see yourself doing as a result?